Can you finish this line? Can you finish this line? Angel of God, my... Okay, you can. That used to be one of the earliest prayers taught to Catholic children. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Maybe that prayer rolls off your tongue daily. Maybe you haven't uttered that since you were in grade school. Or maybe you are thinking that Father mistakenly printed off his children's mass homily. For those who pray this often, its power needs no explanation. But for those of you who may have dropped the practice in childhood, I want to encourage you to pray that prayer frequently. It will help you become the good Catholic God wants you to be. Now, the 72 men appointed by Jesus Christ to prep the villages he would soon visit, they tell us that they had the power to subject demons. And I'm here to tell you that you can have the same power if you but invoke your guardian angel with that little childlike prayer just mentioned. The 72 used the name of Jesus to disturb demons and stop their control over people and situations. And lucky us. Lucky us. God has seen fit to protect each one of us with our own guardian angel. And one tradition in the church says that priests get two. These angels have the power to stop demons because they are the angelic warriors of Jesus Christ. And FYI, demons are terrified of anything associated with Jesus Christ, especially Jesus' holy name. You see, in the spiritual realm, names are very important. Many accounts of demons told by exorcists, yes, they exist. They note that demons will not say the holy names of Jesus and Mary. Demons will refer to Jesus as him, just him, and Mary as the High Lady. Because to speak the holy name of Jesus is to accept Jesus' absolute, universal kingship. Similarly, as with Mary as Queen of Heaven. And demons won't accept either Jesus or Mary's power. They just won't do it. And it should be noted that St. Jerome and St. Thomas Aquinas taught that each human has its own guardian angel. Also, St. Pope John Paul II noted that we should frequently invoke our guardian angel. And several noted exorcists say that demons hate guardian angels because they interrupt the same work of these demons. The take-home, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Your guardian angel should be your first line of defense against all evil. And they are standing ready, always. And even though it feels good to know we have this protection, we don't need to get too excited about it. Instead, Jesus tells us to rejoice, otherwise, to rejoice because our names are written in heaven. That's the main point here. Our names are written there because we are baptized. But that doesn't mean we don't still have to work hard, pray hard, and continue to receive the sacraments frequently. And we do so in the hope that we will one day meet God, receive a good judgment from God, and then be escorted into heaven where our names have been written. Our Catholic way of life is not easy. Hard things are not easy. However, I ask you to trust me when I say that the Catholic way is the only way of life worth living. And it is the only life worth living because it is the way of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And while we walk along the way, don't forget to pray, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.